Joaquin Rodriguez came to this country from El Salvador when he was 15. He was excited to be in a place that offered freedom and opportunity, but 3 years later, his American dream turned into a nightmare when he was arrested and charged with 3 counts of armed robbery in Fairfax and Arlington, possession of a firearm, and malicious wounding.
They didn't have no evidence, no fingerprints, no videos, so I thought they would never convict me of anything.
What they did have was witnesses who identified him in a lineup. The Innocence Project reports witness error is the single biggest cause of wrongful conviction.
They took me to a lineup, and I was the only person that fitted the descriptions that the victim gave to the police and investigators. I was the only 18-year-old kid, you know, Hispanic, and my height and everything, everybody else, they were older men, they were police officers.
The prosecutor tried to make a deal, one that would mean as little as 10 years behind bars. But Rodriguez insisted he was innocent, and he had 2 lawyers to help him in court.
Both of them had just finished law school. They were committing a lot of mistakes. Even the judge will tell them, you can't do this, you can't do that. I already told you about this. They were very inexperienced, and you can't expect much from them, you know.
In the end, he got a sentence of 108 years, in part because Virginia imposes longer sentences each time someone is convicted of a violent crime. Here's former U.S. Attorney Tim Hafey.
A residential burglary was classified by the General Assembly as a violent crime. If you have a burglary conviction, then that triggers these enhancements of sentences for subsequent offenses.
Virginia also has a 3 strikes law intended to discourage criminals from committing new crimes once released from prison. Under that law, someone who's convicted of 3 felonies is ineligible for parole. Experts say 3 strikes laws have not prevented people from committing new crimes, but they have increased prison populations and costs dramatically, and they're unevenly applied. Rodriguez, for example, had never served time in prison before being locked up for all 3 felonies, and he was actually considered for parole several times before being told he was not eligible. Now he has little hope of release.
Pretty much growing old, I send clemency petitions to the governor every year, but I'm still here.
The commission set up to consider reinstating parole was concerned about people like Rodriguez and has called on the state to review all cases involving inmates convicted of 3 felonies. The panel also recommended getting rid of mandatory minimum sentences so judges have more flexibility in assessing each case. It called for sentence reductions for drug offenders who take part in treatment programs and an expansion of special drug courts, which sentence addicts not to prison, but to rehab. Again, former federal prosecutor Tim Hafey.
To get a drug court, it needs General Assembly or Supreme Court approval. And believe it or not, even in 2016, there are legislators that don't think drug courts work. That, to me, is crazy. Drug courts definitely work. They help each other. There's a peer dynamic that sets in. And the benefit that's at the end is if they're serious about curing their addiction, then the case goes away.
Such programs are expensive, but Hafey and others argue that Virginia could save a lot of money by taking people out of costly prisons and putting them in community-based programs. I'm Sandy Houseman.